I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
A couple mini things on this one. So, first one is, so I try really hard to document everything and to make sure that I'm saying the right things so that it's cool to listen to in 20 years. But I think the actual truth in all of this is that the more authentic I keep it and the more real I keep it without trying to think of how to say things, just the cooler it will be. Because that's actually, in the context of in 20 years, that's actually what I was thinking, what I said, what I did. That's actually what happened. And as opposed to me trying to be like, okay, well, on this day I did this and this and this. I think more along the lines of just doing it. And however it turns out, just having it there. Obviously, I want to put more emphasis on what I'm doing, right? But it's just cool to think about. And so rather than being like, oh, I don't know, I'm just going to. That's second thing. And this is, I always say, oh, this might be a short one. And then it's, you know, 30 minutes long. But I really do think this will be a short one. This is more just thought. Because so everybody knows what the golden rule is. Let's actually look it up to quote it perfectly, because I always screw it up. And it's treat others how you want to be treated, right? But there's the actual, I don't know, the real version of it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule. But nobody, here's the thing, here's the whole talking point. Nobody talks about the other side of that. Nobody talks about the other side of the golden rule. And so, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So that means, I want to be nice to people because I want them to be nice to me. I want to give to people because, or I guess that's a bad example. I want to treat others with respect because I want them to treat me with respect. I want to have empathy for others because I want them to have empathy for me, right? That's the golden rule. But how about this, though? How about the other side of that? How about, I don't want to go to your birthday because I don't want you to come to mine, you know? Nobody talks about that shit. It's always about the giving it, but it's like, I don't want to go to your birthday party because I don't want you to come to mine, you know? That's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But nobody ever talks about that shit. I actually catch hell sometimes because I say that, you know? Like, I'm not going out because I'm not inviting people to my shit because I don't want them to invite me to their shit. And that's really the only example that I have. But, I'm not buying, for example, I'm not buying Christmas gifts. I mean, I am, but I'm not buying Christmas gifts because I don't want any Christmas gifts. I'm not buying any food for the party because I don't care if anybody else buys food for the party. You know, nobody talks about that shit. So it's just a thought that I've had. Nobody talks about the other side of the golden rule. So I don't even know what you call that. The platinum rule? I don't know. It's the golden rule, dude. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. It's the same shit. That's actually all I have to say about that. So, just a thought, huh? Okay, so I guess I'll finish this. This is such a short one, man. Finish this up with, so I did a little bit of planning today. Planning is in, I wouldn't even call it planning, but just kind of looking into the future financially to see when I could actually make the launch happen for the supplement that I'm trying to make happen. Yeah, I was just writing notes and just, you know, that's all I'm doing. Trying to work on the offer. So I talked about yesterday. And so I've actually been going back and forth with a lot of things because I think, you know, it's a great one-time purchase with all the extra, with all the extra bonuses and the value and stuff that comes with it. That's a great one-time purchase. But the idea of a pre-workout supplement is that you continue purchasing it, right? Because it runs out. It's not infinite. So therefore, the second purchase, it would be less valuable because you'd already have some of those things. So like the restaurant guide, the macronutrient table, you'd already have those things. So the only other thing that would be a new, addition to the purchase would be the monthly workout program that would be updated monthly, obviously. And so I've been going back and forth on that because I want to have this great product and have this ultra mega great value bundle with it. But if the value decreases pretty significantly after the first purchase, like when you go to the second one and thereafter, that's a bummer. That's a problem. So I've been going back and forth and I'm like, man, is this really even the best idea? Is this really even something that I should do? Should I try to, I mean, I've even had the thoughts about going back to personal training and coaching and stuff like that again, knowing all the new information that I know now and also having the discipline to actually implement shit and execute on things, I think it'd be a game changer. But I don't know. I've said a lot about that, being an online coach, and that was fine. But I think I just want to pursue a different path, and you know, that's what I want to go for. So I, going back and forth with myself, I actually took out a red pen, and in the middle of all my notes, I wrote, "What if I just commit to this idea for the sake of learning and embracing the unknown? What if that's all it is?" So no goals as far as, of course I have goals because I want to, you know, build something and create something to make money and reinvest, right? Of course those are the goals. But what if my sole focus was just to commit to this for the sake of learning and embracing the unknown, for the sake of learning business, for the sake of getting my feet wet and putting myself out there even further, putting real money on the line, selling a real product to real people who send me money to give them this product, right? What if I just did it for the sake of learning? And that whole thought is just so, I guess, reassuring, man. It's cool to know or to think that you can just reframe it however you want. You can just change the perspective on whatever you're doing. Because I could walk into this and be like, oh man, I got to have this much money. I got to make this much per month. If I don't sell 8 per day, then I'm a failure, you know. But what if I just walked into it and said, okay, if I don't sell 1, it's all good. I just want to learn the shit. I want to learn what it's like to actually have this business, what it looks like to actually have somebody make a payment or make or purchase purchase something off my website. What does that look like? Where does the money go? How much of that is actually mine? How much of that is, do I got to pay in tax? Whatever. And that sounds so much more exciting to me personally than really any other avenue. And so it was really reassuring for me I reassured myself. I was like, fuck, man, what if I just commit to this for the sake of learning, embracing the unknown? What if I just did that? So, it's so easy to have these self-doubts. It's such a, you know, but I've said it so many times, but no matter what happens, I'm not going to give up. I might change routes. I might alter the trajectory of where I'm going. I'm not going to quit. That's for damn sure. So that's pretty much what I did today. I did a little bit of reading, actually, with Thinking Fast and Slow. Finished watching a video with Ryan Daniel Moran and Alex Hormozi, which is just so value-packed, man. Because it's interesting that I'm here because I just watched that video of Ryan Daniel Moran and Alex Hormozi. Ryan Moran wrote the book that inspired this idea in the first place, and here I am discovering Alex Hormozi separately, and then I circle back and they have one podcast episode together, or YouTube, I'm not sure, and then I learn from both of them. The first guy giving me the idea, the second guy telling me how to make this idea a grand slam offer. So that's very cool. Actually, just kind of put that together. So yeah, that's that. That's what I got. There's the golden rule, the opposite, the lesser talked about, the lesser known golden rule, and kind of what I've been working on. So that's the show. Short and sweet. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.